There's no question that it was weighing on their minds. A streak of 8 losses in shootout and overtime games will do that. On Friday night, the streak ended, and it actually did so pretty quickly. A goal by Kirill Kudratsev 10 seconds into overtime gave the Sioux Greyhounds a 4-3 Ontario Hockey League victory over the Saginaw Spirit Friday at the GFL Memorial Gardens. "It obviously feels unreal," said overage forward Calvin Watson, who finished the night with 4 points for the Greyhounds. "Especially playing one of the better teams in the league. They were on a 9-game heater, and tonight would have been their 10th consecutive win. For us to get our first overtime win and crack that streak for them is huge." Greyhounds coach John Dean said getting the win in overtime did provide a sense of relief for the players. "They have to believe they can execute in those games and find success in those games, and you can only do it by experiencing it," Dean said. Dean called Friday's win very important, following a 10-6 loss in Hamilton against the Bulldogs last Sunday. "We just gave up 10 goals the last game we played. We let a team score a goal with a minute and a half to go, and it seemed like the broken record was happening, and our guys show so much resilience," Dean said. "I'm just so happy for these guys. They deserve it." Saginaw coach Chris Lazary said the Greyhounds did to them Friday what the Spirit did to the Sioux in Saginaw earlier this year. "We did it to them last time and they flipped the script on us," Lazary said. "I liked our game," Lazary also said. "We made one little mistake, and they got momentum, and then it was hard for us to get it back. We could have crushed them in the second period. We couldn't find the net, and Samuel Ivanov did a good job and made some big saves. That would have been the game there." Saginaw opened the scoring as Hunter Haight beat Greyhounds goaltender Samuel Ivanov from the right faceoff circle short side at 15:57 of the opening period. The Greyhounds thought they tied the game at 1 in the second period on a scramble in tight, but a lengthy review led to the goal being waved off. Saginaw made it a 2-0 game at 2:59 of the third period when Sebastian Gervais scored on a rebound from the left faceoff circle after Ivanov stopped Nick Sima from the right circle initially. The Greyhounds got on the board 4:01 later when Calvin Watson broke down the right wing on a break and beat Saginaw goaltender Tristan Lennox 5-hole to cut the Spirit lead to 2-1. Watson proceeded to tie the game at 2 for the Greyhounds 66 seconds later as he found himself in the slot where he converted a pass from Landon Hookie. The Spirit took a 3-2 lead with 1:39 to go in regulation as Zane Parekh took a pass from Michael Misa and broke in on Ivanov before putting a backhand past the Sioux netminder. Just 39 seconds later, Watson got his third of the night as he potted a rebound to the left of the Saginaw goal to tie the game at 3 and force overtime. On the OT winner, the Greyhounds skated into the Saginaw zone off the opening faceoff, and Kudratsev took a shot that Watson appeared to score on a rebound in tight to give the home side the victory. Watson finished the night with 3 goals and an assist for the Greyhounds in the win. "The storyline for sure is that Calvin Watson put this team on his shoulders," Dean said. "You could almost tell in overtime that he was going to make a little play there through their defenseman and score." McConnell Barker assisted on a pair of goals for the Greyhounds while Ivanov made 32 saves. "Sammy was fantastic," Dean said. "What a bounce back for him too. We couldn't pull him in Hamilton because our injury situation, and we leave that poor kid out to dry and he gives us a game like this. That shows a lot of character." Haight had a goal and an assist for the Spirit while Misa assisted on a pair of goals. Lennox stopped 34 shots for Saginaw. In roster news, the Greyhounds have reassigned rookie forward Dustin Good. The 17-year-old will join the junior B Elmira Sugar Kings. Greyhounds general manager Kyle Rafte said Friday the decision was made to get Good some additional ice time. The young forward got into 3 games this season with the Greyhounds. Rafte also said Friday that goaltender Charlie Schenkel, who was injured in warm-up prior to Sunday's game in Hamilton, will be out until after the Christmas break. Landon Miller has rejoined the team after starting the season with the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Sioux Thunderbirds. Friday marked Saginaw's first game since acquiring Haight from the Barrie Colts in exchange for 5 draft picks. Lazary called Haight a top 10 talent in the league.